From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House and Senate negotiators working through the night now have an agreement on a final version of legislation to overhaul the nation's financial regulations. President Obama says the measure is a milestone.
The reforms making their way through Congress will hold Wall Street accountable so we can help prevent another financial crisis like the one that we're still recovering from. We'll put in place the toughest consumer financial protections in our history while creating an independent agency to enforce them.
The president speaking as he was leaving the White House to travel to the economic summit in Canada. The final bill includes restrictions on banks doing trades for their own benefit and on their trading in derivative securities. NPR's John Itzty is working this story. John, is this final bill even tougher than what the administration had been seeking?
Yes, in some areas it is, particularly in the area of the curbs on banking activities, including their ability to take risks with their own money in financial markets and their ability to trade derivatives. Banks couldn't defeat these initiatives, but they managed to erode them a bit. The industry still says it will make U.S. banks less competitive and less profitable.
So, John, what's next for this legislation?
Well, the package will go to the House and Senate floors next week, where it's expected to pass. Then it goes to President Obama's desk. He should be able to sign it before the 4th of July, which was his goal, giving him another big legislative victory ahead of the November elections.
Thanks, John. NPR's John Itzty reporting from Washington. There's still no help in sight for the hundreds of thousands of unemployed Americans whose jobless benefits have now run out. Senate Democrats falling 3 votes short of the margin they needed to advance an extension of benefits, benefits that Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says jobless Americans desperately need.
It's what allows them to buy shoes for their kids, food for the table, gas to go out and look for that next job, pay the electricity bills. It's their lifeline. And the Republicans just cut that lifeline.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that's not so.
The only thing Republicans have opposed in this debate are job-killing taxes and adding to the national debt.
One person who's going to be needing jobless benefits is Vicky Giott, whose restaurant in Louisiana is shutting down, put out of business, she says, by the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
When I knew I couldn't get the seafood like I wanted, it brought my business down. And for everything that you have to have in a business, I would be working in here for nothing. And I didn't want to do it anymore.
The government says the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than previously thought during the first quarter of the year, the Commerce Department revising downward its estimate of growth from 3% to 2.7%. Wall Street is down as well, the Dow off 31 points at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Kyrgyzstan have arrested a nephew of the country's deposed president. He's accused of hiring Islamist militants to help inflame the ethnic rioting there that left hundreds of people dead earlier this month. As Apple is scrambling to fill orders for the latest version of its popular iPhone, the company is drawing some scrutiny from lawmakers in Washington. NPR's Laura Seidel reports two congressmen have sent a letter to the company asking about reports Apple is gathering location information about its customers.
The letter was sent by a Democrat and a Republican congressman, Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Joe Barton of Texas, co-chairman of the House Privacy Caucus. They sent the letter after noticing that Apple updated its privacy policy on Monday to say that when you use location-based services on its devices, Apple will be sharing that information. The letter to Apple wanted more about who was getting the information and whether the new privacy policy is consistent with the Communications Act. Apple's policy requires that consumers agree to it if they want to take full advantage of Apple's products. Some location-based services, such as MobileMe and Find My iPhone, require personal information to work. Apple did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the matter. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Today is the final and first anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson. Barricades are set up for crowd control at Forest Lawn Cemetery near Los Angeles, where fans are lining up to walk past the entertainer's final resting place. There are a number of large wreaths and dozens of bouquets outside his private mausoleum. In Japan, hundreds of Jackson fans held a vigil at Tokyo Tower in his honor. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.